Hello, hello, everyone. This is your girl, the real Vicky, and...
What's going on? It's your boy, the Goon. You heard?
Yes, yes. Hope everyone is staying safe out there, okay? And not doing anything crazy. Stay covered up, okay? And don't be ignorant. Don't be ignorant, okay? Not anyway. Let's jump into this. So, today, just wanted to talk about twerking, okay? Twerking. Because every time I turn around or I turn on something, I see some ass shaking.
That's because these bitches out here looking for attention. What they don't understand, you ain't getting positive attention, you getting negative attention. You trying to get likes and hearts and your followers.
Now, my thoughts on this was, how, I understand, yes, we like to have fun, we like to party. Of course, we're going to turn up, we're females. We, you know, when we go out with the girls, we get nice. That's what we do, we dance, we, you know, of course, we lit. But at the end of the day, you know, you have to do it more respectively when you're on social media. Now, when you're purposely putting it up on social media, that's where the biggest issue comes in at, because nothing is deleted off of the internet, okay? So you have to think about your children. Yes, if you have little ones, you have to think about this. Now, it's not, I'm not saying we know everything. Wait, let me say this first before we even jump, like, deeper into this. I'm not saying we know everything. Let me pinpoint that out, because that is not what this whole podcast is going to be about. We thinking we know everything. No, it's just the whole point of, if you hear for someone else, you know, someone else's perspective, and maybe when you go out and live your best life, you can do it respectfully. You get what I'm saying? You have to respect yourself first. You can't expect the guy to come along and respect you if you're not respecting yourself, ladies. That's what we're failed to realizing. You can't be like, oh, you disrespecting me and this, that, and the third, but yet you going out there shaking your ass, okay, at somebody's club, all on the dance floor, skirt all up, no drawers on, no bra on. You get what I'm saying? Doing you.
Shit.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got to think about stuff like that. You really have to think about stuff like that, because that is very sensitive. And you just have to think about the audience that you're attracting.
Yeah.
You really have to think about that.
That shit on social media, that's the shit you're teaching your daughter. You know what I mean?
And not even that, if they're old enough and they go to, you know, public schools and stuff like that, you have to think about, like I said, once again, the audience that you're bringing in. You get what I'm saying? That you're attracting.
Then you got a son. Your son embarrassed in the motherfucker. He's sitting there like, damn, niggas in his class, like, yeah, I seen your mother on social media shaking her ass. Like, that shit embarrassing to hell. Like, and you out there getting drunk. Now they embarrassed. They got to come get you because somebody called your mother out here drunk, twerking again. You think it's cute? Hey, hey, hey. That's the only alphabet you know? The fuck wrong with y'all? Like,
turn up.
Y'all get your mind right. That shit ain't cute. Y'all looking for attention, and when you get the negative attention, then you feel disrespected, but you put yourself out there, just like these celebrities. These celebrities, they put themselves out there, and when they get the backlash from it, then they want somebody to apologize for the comments they made, but you put yourself out there in the public's eye, so the public can see you. When the public can see you, they can give their opinions on what you're doing. But if they don't see you doing this stuff, they can't have no opinion. Now, everybody wants to have fun, yeah, but if you got kids, you got to understand, you can't put that shit on social media and be out here acting all belligerent, like you don't know how to act. Having fun and having respect for yourself is two different things. I'm a nigga myself. Like, I meet you, the first night I meet you, you shaking your ass. I don't see no respect right there. The first thing, I'm trying to fuck. Like, I'm going to keep it real with you. Like, I'm a goon. I ain't going sugarcoat shit. I'm trying to fuck. Like, you got a short ass skirt on. You dressed like a thot, but you want me to respect you.
True. True indeed, yes. And yet, the celebrities aren't making it any better, because if anything, they're encouraging it. because they always on live stream with these girls and they're, you know, dancing and doing whatever the guys tell them to do, you know, for a free ride, free fuck, or just free views, or, you know, just to get attention.
On Instagram.
It's not cool. It's not cool at all. It's not attractive. It's like really disrespectful. It's really disrespectful. It's disrespecting yourself. So we have to be careful what we put out there. We don't, that's like, for example, you doing whole shit and then you don't want to be called a hoe, but what are you doing? Whole shit. You can't do stuff like that. That's not cool at all, and that's what people fail to realize. Yes, no one's calling, you know, you females bad mothers. Nobody is saying that. But if you are a bad mother, you need your ass whooped.
Nah, I'm gonna be real.
Because at the end of the day, that's something else.
I ain't
calling
you a bad mother, but you doing fucked up shit. So you can be called a bad mother.
If you
somebody
wanna,
out there won't
like
call
this.
You a bad mother. You out there doing fucked up shit in the public's eye. You leaving yourself open for people to make that judgment. You are leaving yourself open for that. Because
yeah.
You in the public's eye. And you got kids, and then people see you with your kids. Like what's her name? One little Amber Rose. She, Kim Kardashian, they known for their ass. Like, let's be honest, they known for their ass. So how you think a motherfucker, the first thing a man see when he meet one of them, he think about their ass? Like,
yeah,
she could be saying something smart as hell, be highly intelligent and all that, but you're known for your ass. What you're known for is how people see you, and that's how they treat you.
True.
If you're known for respecting yourself, and that's how people going to come at you. They're going to come respectfully.
True.
But if you're known for acting like a thot, that's how they coming at you. That's like a nigga. If you known for coming at niggas crazy, and you known for shooting motherfuckers, and somebody got to come holler at you, they coming with the gun quick, because they know you known for shooting motherfuckers. So now you got to worry about getting shot.
True. And another thing is, if you want to go out and do you, live your best life, you know, focus on getting yourself together, and you have children that you do not care for, or, you know, give two shits about, whatever, hand them off to somebody else. Hand them off to somebody else. Okay? Let somebody else do what they need to do to keep these children afloat, because we are missing a lot with these children, okay? Because we're so caught up in our lives, and let's not say our, because I'm different. If I had children, it would be totally different, but I don't. But for those who do, you need to pay more attention to your children.
Talk to them, not at them.
Yes.
You can find out and know more about your children if you talk to them and not talk at them.
Yes. Now, growing up, it was very difficult, okay, for me to talk to my mother, okay? I don't talk to my mother about anything. Still to this day, I don't really say too much of what I want to say to her, because that's just how it was. You get what I'm saying? So growing up, I had to learn things how I learned things. I had to process things how I process things and put it in perspective for myself. So that was that, and I turned out fine. Other people are not able to process certain things, certain situations. It's just very difficult for them to put everything together and turn it into something positive in the end, because, you get what I'm saying, they weren't in a positive environment. I wasn't in a positive environment. I was always in a negative environment growing up, and it was things that happened to me. But at the end of the day, like I said, I'm the type of person, I don't get mad easily. I don't like being upset. I'm very giving. I'm very loving. I just want to smother you. I just want to take care of you. Let me help you. That's the type of person I am. If I can help anybody, I definitely would. But at the end of the day, you got to want more for yourself. I can't want more for you if you don't want more for yourself. If you have children, that is the most sensitive thing, okay? The things that we missed out in our childhoods, we can flip that, turn it to, you get what I'm saying? Bring that down and lavish our kids with things that we haven't had. Talk to our children. Have these discussions about drugs, sex. You get what I'm saying? Everything that's happening out in the street, gangs. You get what I'm saying? People dying. I mean, everything. Everything. Because children are very curious. And if we don't school them on things, they will go out and find someone else to talk to them about it. And it will be negative. Exactly. It would be a negative conversation.
Think about it. How many times your parents told you to go in the other room while they was doing what they was doing, and you all you knew what they was doing. So when you became grown, you already knew about certain things because you knew what they was doing. Kids are not stupid. Like,
yeah, but you process that for yourself without them even talking to you because they don't talk to you.
Exactly. And that's the whole point. Like, parents think that kids are stupid. Like, for people that know the Bible, if you notice, when Isaac took Jacob up to the mountain, Jacob asked his father, I see the rope, I see the knife, I see the wood, all the things for a sacrifice. Where's the sacrifice? He wasn't stupid. He knew something was wrong. Like, where's the sacrifice? There's only two of us up this mountain. Like, where's the sacrifice? And he was 8 when that happened. So if an 8-year-old knows that something's missing out of this situation, how dumb do you think your kids are?
Exactly.
They on YouTube. They watching stuff.
Right.
They learning stuff. It's cartoons out there right now that's teaching your kids the wrong things.
And technology is the hottest thing out right now for children.
How many of y'all really be in there learning or watching what your kids watching? Like the cartoons that they watching on their little tablets or their phones or whatever. How many of y'all watch their cartoons with them to learn what they're watching? What the show is teaching.
Not
them.
Even that. How many? Or why how they like many it? Parents, not just females, how many parents, male included, okay, are interacting with their children? You get what I'm saying? Talking to them, explaining things to them. If they want to play, have a 10-minute play, you know, play minute, you know, go ahead, play. Play with them. Join in the fun. How many people interact with their children? Because most people, like I said, are wrapped up in their lives and their schedules. Oh, I have to do this, this, that, and the third. We got to do this. Okay, what about what your children want to do? What about what you need to do for your kids?
You wake up in the morning, you ask your how many of y'all ask your kid, how you feeling today?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many of y'all kids know y'all know your kids' imaginary friends and they're real friends? Do you know what the conversation that their real friends have? Do you know their real friends?
Right.
You have to know your kids' friends so you know the mindsets that's around your kids. To know if this one is a bad one, he gonna try to influence my child to do something. Or if this one is. Or this one gonna try to help better my child. Or this one. Or is this one trying to get over on my child? Like, you gotta study your kid. You worry about have most parents, and I'm gonna say, well, I can't even say parents, I'm gonna say men and women that have kids, because a lot of people I don't think are parents. Yeah. I think they just made kids, and because they was in love with a person at one time, and sometimes they fall out of love and now they regret having that kid. Because I see a lot of women in North, I can't speak for everywhere, but yelling at their kids in public. Like, a kid is a kid. They're gonna do kid things. You can't get mad and frustrated at a kid because you're having a bad day or it's the wrong time for them to be a kid. They're a kid. Mm-hmm. If you talk to your children, even no matter how old they are, if you still talk to them and allow them to talk to you, they'll understand what's going on. So if you're having a bad day and you're trying to do something, you don't have to yell at them, curse them out. You can say, listen, I'm having a bad day. You ain't got to go into detail of what's happening, because they are kids. But you still let them know, like, something's going on right now. I need you to stop. And if you have already set that authority in your kids at home, they should know by a certain look or a certain tone in your voice where you don't have to yell and curse them out.
Right. True indeed.
Kids love me. Like, I love kids. Kids love me. I don't have to yell at kids, nothing. I have a whistle.
But that's why it all depends on how you interact with kids, which once again goes back to the twerking situation, because now you have to think about these men that you're going out to the club, finding and luring, you know, luring into your little house, you get what I'm saying, and around your children. And you got to think about things like this. These guys, it's a lot of pedophiles out here right now. It's a lot of children being kidnapped, molested, raped, killed, you get what I'm saying, abused. It's ridiculous.
Steve Wilkos show,
like, at the end of the day, even it doesn't even matter if they're not their parents, even their own parents are doing this to them. So you have to be careful who you decide to let in your home around your children. You never know who you are sleeping next to. You can be with the person for 20 years, and they can just now do something. Of course, that's your partner. You've been with 20 years. You ain't gonna believe nothing like that. But everything ain't what it seems. Everything is not what it seems. If someone is coming to you with some allegations, or your children is coming to you with some allegations, I don't care how long you've been with that person. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, I cannot be with somebody, okay, who my child has accused of doing harm to them. I cannot do that. Whether it was true, whether it wasn't true, it don't even got to be true. Just the thought of my child saying that about you, you get what I'm saying, is fucked up enough. That's it. We don't need to have no dealings.
So at the end of the day, it doesn't even matter.
If I have a child and I'm not with the father, then I'm just ain't with the grandfather, okay? If I want to do what I need to do, then I'm going to do it outside the house and when my children is not around, okay? And if my children are around, then I just can't see you because I'm not ready for you to meet my child. Now, if it's over a year or two or wherever it's going, wherever we going to get right, but if you stick around, then yeah, of course, you're going to meet my child within them, but I'm still going to go by how my child feel. Because it's not just me living in the household. It's my child as well.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
I can't, just because I love you, I could love you all day. You can marry me, you know, propose to me at the end of the day. But at the end of the day, if my child is not comfortable in their own home where they're laying their heads because they have an opinion too, yes, we pay all the bills. Yes, we're the parents. But at the end of the day, I feel like I want my children to be comfortable in their home. Period. Pinpoint blank. Ain't no man gonna come in my house and make them feel any less than. I'm gonna wait on my nigga hand and foot, but at the end of the day, my child come before anybody. That's most and foremost. Before any nigga, before my mother, before anybody. I don't care. My child comes first. I push that out. I made that. That's that.
Most women, they don't see it as that. They still out here trying to live their best life. Like, once you have a baby, your best life is over. Like, you made that decision to have that baby, so make that decision to be a mother.
Because you're only making the child suffer when you do stuff like that. You're only making the child suffer. And you putting all this time into your man, yeah, daddy this, daddy that, but he ain't paying not a one damn bill, okay? And you sitting up there paying all the bills, going out, doing your job, however you getting money, however your, you know, whatever your hustle is, you doing what you got to do, but yeah, he kicking back, relaxing, okay? And coming in and messing up the pattern and eating up all your kids' food and shit. Can now you trying to figure out how you gonna do this, stressing yourself out, trying to keep shit afloat, and he ain't doing nothing. All he giving you is some good ass sex. Now, that don't pay the bills. That don't pay the bills at all.
So y'all need
to think about who y'all letting come in y'all house around y'all children, because it's taken away from your children and they're seeing things in the whole light. Whatever you're going through, your children is witnessing it and they're looking at it differently, especially if you're not explaining what's going on in that situation. Or even if it's not a situation going on at that moment and they come out the blue with the question, there should be no getting upset, no, I don't want to talk to you right now. You should address that at the moment, because if they go out and get the wrong information from someone else, and now they know it is being this way, but it's the negative way, you're going to get upset because they reacted with that. You can't do that because you didn't take the time out, 5 minutes out of your time, to talk to this person. But yet, you want to talk to your partner about how we're going to fix this relationship. You could talk to your partner sun up, sun down, about how we're going to fix this relationship all day. When it comes to your child and they got something to say, I don't want to hear it. Get out of my face. Go in the room. Stop talking to me. You can't do stuff like that.
How could you say you love your child, but you won't talk to your child, but you will talk to your friends? That doesn't make sense. You have to learn to take care in the home before you take care outside the home. This goes for all men. Learn how to take care in the home first before you learn to take care of outside the home. True. What that means is you got to pay bills, rent. Can't sit on your ass, play the damn game all damn day. Stop, get off of Facebook, inside these bitches' DMs and all that. If you got a good woman at home, make her feel special.
Guys ain't ready for that. I don't think that.
Be a grown man.
Guys not ready for that.
Be a grown man.
Guys not ready for that. Sorry, guys is not ready for that. That's like a controversial conversation.
You have daughters. How you get mad at a man for disrespecting your daughter when you're disrespecting her mother?
Or another female, period.
Any female, like.
Like I said, let me make this clear. I don't expect no male, you get what I'm saying, to hold back, you get what I'm saying, hitting another female if she hit him. Now, if you got the balls to step to a man and put your hands on that man and not expect him to hit you back, then, honey, I feel sorry for you and your face.
Listen.
But at the end of the day, I'm sorry. I know my place as a woman. You get what I'm saying? I'm tough all day. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't be the first one to lay the strike. I'm not going to do that. I refuse to put my hands on a man because I damn sure know he's going to put his hands on me and it's over from there. Whatever happens, happens. I'm just crazy like that. He's just crazy like that. We going to rock out. But at the end of the day, if I'm with somebody, I don't feel like I should have to put my hands on my partner to get my point across. That's not what we're here for. I don't ever want to be inside of a domestic violent relationship, which I have been, but that's another topic for another day. But still in all, it's not love. And I don't feel like it should be advertised around your children. You get what I'm saying? Because what they're seeing and what they're experiencing is the same thing that they're going to soak up like a sponge and dish out into their own lives. Yeah.
That's why I say it starts with respect. Respecting yourself.
And not even that. It's some situations that you can't even control. It's situations that you can't control. I understand that that's mistakes made. Everybody is allowed to make mistakes. But when you have children, you have to be highly careful, on high alert. You have to be on high alert and you have to look at the things that you're doing. Like I said, which once again goes back to the social media. Be careful what you post on social media. These females posting them twerking on social media and their panties and bras. Some just plain naked. Some just doing, some crazy stuff, okay, of them doing inappropriate things.
Sending new pictures and
yes.
You think it's cool because you're making a little money. Which is, it might help pay your bills, but there's other hustles out here that you won't have to disrespect yourself. Like, you got to know your worth. If that's all you worth, then that's what people going to treat you like. Then when you start to have kids and you want to change your life, it's going to be some people that ain't going to be able to let go of that negative image that they had that you used to portray. Now, somewhere down the line, they might learn because you might have to go through certain avenues to get them to leave you alone. But you got to think about it. Is it really worth it when you could just respect yourself now?
Right.
Yeah, some outfits might be cute and everything, but get it in your size. Don't have everything hanging out. You don't have to be naked to be sexy, or half naked to be sexy.
True, I totally agree on that.
Women, y'all gotta learn to control your own self-esteem. Just because a man tells you or disrespects you, you ain't gotta believe it.
No. I disagree on that.
So you do have to believe it?
No, listen to me. Listen to me when I say this. Listen to me when I say this and how I'm going to put this. You get what I'm saying? And I want you to understand what I'm saying. It's not to disregard what you said at all, but it's just another way of looking at it. You get what I'm saying? From a woman's point of view, such as myself, who has been there. Now, as far as a man putting your self-esteem down, you get what I'm saying? Like I said, you know what type of person I am. When I'm with somebody, I love hard. That's just me. You get what I'm saying? So when you're with me And when we first get together, you're telling me, oh, you're beautiful, this, that, and the third. I love everything about you. You know, feeding me the works. Feeding me a whole bowl of the works. Now we get deep into the relationship. Something happened. Boom. Now you're treating me bad. You're calling me ugly. You're calling me names. You're calling me fat. You're calling me this, that, and the third. Now you're the, I lay with you every night. You're supposed to be the man that I love. The man that's supposed to, you know what I'm saying, make me feel like the most beautiful woman in the world. Why would you want to tear me down to build you up? You get what I'm saying? To make you look more superior. Now, but you got to think about that. Especially if I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing and I'm holding you down and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing as your woman. You get what I'm saying? I ain't got to do this now. But I'm doing it because I'm with you and nobody else is doing this. If you know you have no other greater support system than me, why tear me down? That's where my self-esteem comes in at, because...
But listen, this goes back to... the respect thing, when I said it, right? You have to respect yourself to know that you're worth more than just what the fuck somebody telling you that you're not.
Of course.
Now, and if you respect yourself enough, when you wake up every morning, you look at yourself in the mirror after you wash your face and everything, you know, because you want to get the crust and everything out your eyes and everything. You don't want to go to the mirror looking like Return of the Living Dead, but you want to wash your face and everything and, you know, go to the mirror. Tell yourself, you know what I mean? Like, you beautiful.
I agree.
Women, stop telling yourself you a bad bitch. Because all that calling yourself a bitch, you get mad when a man call you a bitch. You just called yourself a bitch. You're not respecting yourself, so how can you expect him to respect you? First, respect yourself. It starts with respecting yourself. Like, you have to wake up in the morning and know that you look good. Like, worry about taking care of yourself. Take a little time out. I ain't saying take 2-3 hours in the bathroom, no. Because if you don't, most women, you don't. If you're a black woman, me, I just feel like you don't need makeup. You already beautiful. You wake up beautiful. But y'all need all this makeup and eyeliner and fake lashes and lace fronts and weaves and all to try to make yourself look better, when if you loved yourself and respected yourself from the door, guess what? You would already know that you're already beautiful. It's somebody out there that appreciates you just how you are. I'm not just going to say don't comb your hair and shit like that, because listen, ain't no man gonna look
listen,
at you like
that. But listen. I ain't fucking with how him. Can you expect some females to love their self if they don't know what love is?
But that
you
goes,
get what
listen,
I'm saying?
Listen, it goes back to respecting themselves. If you respect yourself, then you know what love is. Because when you respect yourself, you love yourself.
But some people don't know how to love themselves.
So listen.
Some people don't know how to love themselves. That's why some people need certain people to talk to. You get what I'm saying? That's why I wanted to do this whole thing, because some people need to see things, you know, from a different person's opinions on things. You get what I'm saying? Everybody don't think the same. Everybody's thought process is totally different from ours. They don't see things the same.
Okay, so listen, this is what we'll do.
But I'm just
when we
saying.
When we learn how, we'll make a, I don't know what it's called, some type of little show or something, or a phone they can call.
A hotline.
Yeah, we can teach them how to love themselves. You feel me?
Listen, like, I have no problem with doing the hotline. That's something totally different.
I'm just saying, this is how it starts. Like, if you love yourself and respect yourself, right? Mm-hmm. When you meet a guy, the first thing you looking for, mm-hmm. you ain't looking for how he look and how much money he got and all that. What you looking for is, first of all, how he approached you.
True.
Secondly, how he talks to you when he talks to you.
True.
Third, if he's looking you in the eye, or he just looking you up and down. If he ain't looking you in the eye, he not in really engaged in the conversation. He's looking you up and down because he like, damn, she thick as shit. Or, man, she got some big ass titties. Or, I don't like that ass. You got to know these things. Like, this is a part of loving yourself. Like, these are things that I'm gonna teach my daughter. I'm gonna teach my daughter how to respect herself and love herself. Right now, I got my little princess, and I call her that so I can make her understand she is a princess. She will act like a princess. She will get treated like a princess, nothing less. So when she grows up, she knows that she's beautiful and she's grown up to be a queen. So she's gonna have respect for herself, and she ain't gonna be out here like the rest of these little thoughts.
Damn sure ain't. I refuse.
But it all goes back to respecting yourself. Like, she's not gonna be on social media twerking, trying to get likes and all that. The hell, who the hell, somebody in a different state sending you a like? That really matters to you in your life? Something is wrong upstairs. Something is wrong upstairs. Like,
trying to outshine what, next person.
What you be trying to get likes from is the people that matter to you in your life. That's who you need likes from. That's who you need hearts from. Social media is just something where people can vent and, you know,
post little platform.
Yeah, like post little silly videos and little funny posts. You got people up there trying to find love through the internet, like.
But it happens that way sometimes. You would be surprised how many people are still married to this day.
And then, okay. But look, I'm saying most of these thirsty niggas. That's another thing, you niggas. That's another thing that pissed me off. Stop sending these damn women dick pics. Don't nobody want to see a little ass motherfucking pecker, nigga. Most of these motherfuckers got, most of these women got fucking men that be ready to fucking shoot you in the face if they caught your little bitch ass. But you dirty as hell want to send a woman that you don't even know a dick pic. What if she sent you a dick pic back? How would you feel? Some shit that's bigger than yours.
Okay. That's a good one.
You be mad as shit. Bitch disrespecting me. You disrespected yourself by sending her a dick pic. You don't know who the fuck she is, but you sending her a dick pic.
Oh, that's cute. I got one of those too.
And then she got probably got kids. She probably.
This is your girl, and.
What's going on?
Hello, hello, everyone. This is your. Out there, okay, and not doing anything. Yeah. That was just crazy. But yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it's just, that's just crazy. That's just crazy.
Like, niggas be sending these girls, like, you don't know, she got kids. She put her phone down and walk off. Now her
kids can open it up.
6-year-old daughter then open up her phone and send your little ass peck, your little pecker.
Yeah.
Mom, what's this? Yeah.
Yeah, true.
And you trying to talk to her? True. She don't want to talk to you now?
We're just saying, ladies, please respect yourselves. I mean, we are better than that. Respect yourself. I don't care what color you are. Just
more than just a nut.
Do what you need to do as a female.
If you respect
female,
and love yourself, know you more than just a nut.
Yes, as a mother, as a woman, it doesn't matter. As a man, okay, as a father, you need to do what you need to do as well, okay? The most important thing is trying to get this generation together, because we're losing our way. You get what I'm saying? We just need to get it together, because our actions reflect on, you know, them.
And ladies, I don't want y'all to think, you know what I mean, the goon just on y'all, you know what I mean? You feel me? Like, today just on y'all, tomorrow I'm on these niggas' ass like a pair of tighty whities. You feel me? I don't hold shit back. Like, they need to be told how to be a grown man. A lot of them know, they think they know, but they don't really know. Especially in this day and age right now, what's going on out here, shit crazy, you feel me? But I'm on them.
Yeah, for real. A lot of people need a lot of guidance, you get what I'm saying? And a lot of these parents are letting these little girls, you get what I'm saying? These little girls are becoming young mothers, and their own mothers aren't being mothers to them. So it's like, how are you going to teach your daughter how to be a mother if you ain't being a mother yourself.
I'll put it to you this way.
And they out there having sex, getting pregnant 14, 15 years old. You go to the hospital right now and you see 14, 15 year olds in there walking in there with their boyfriend's belly as big as mom's.
I'll put it to you like this. My sister had a baby at 13. Her baby father was some old head nigga. But if she learned how to respect herself, that wouldn't have happened. You feel me? Like that shit like that made me not trust no nigga around my daughter. Like I refuse, cause if my daughter ever tell me something like that, fuck the law. He gotta go. And that's just real talk.
Yeah, but once again, that goes back to the fathers not being in most of the kids' life, because you don't see a lot of fathers around.
And that's why I'm on their ass tomorrow.
You do not see a lot of fathers around. And not even that. Most of the time, custody gets taken from them, or something happened, or they just caught up in their life. Okay, and not even that. These little street thugs, you got to think about it. When you have children, you are losing time with your babies. Okay, just sitting behind bars doing nothing when you could be sitting at home teaching your children the right way to live. That's the legal way is highly frustrating and annoying, but at the end of the day, you'll have a great peace of mind knowing that you could come home to your family every night without any restrictions. Like, it will feel a lot more better. You just have to instill that in your mind that you can do more better than just a street corner. You get what I'm saying? Or just sitting in somebody's dirty ass cell, or for
off
real
the phone now.
Like, you are better than that. You are better than that. We just need to get it together.
Fake ass plugs. You the middleman. Talking about you the plug.
Because you trying to shine in the light, okay?
Disrespecting these women. Y'all, then when you get locked up, you calling that same woman you was just disrespecting, asking her for money.
Right.
That's why I said, ladies, y'all got to respect yourself. Know that you more than just a nut. Because that nigga going to need you.
And not even that. Stop putting your fucking life on hold for a nigga that's locked up. At the end of the day, he went out there and did that crime, and he gonna do that damn time. Okay, yeah, you can send him money, hold him down all you want. But at the end of the day, why should I stop my life because of what you did? Why be with somebody who you know is out there in them streets ripping and running? Okay, when he out there knowing what he getting himself into, you know what he getting into. And at the end of the day, y'all trying to create this perfect life together, but he go off to jail. What the hell did we do all that for? Now I'm stuck with everything back on me. Now I got to figure out how I'm going to pay these bills, take care of these kids, like, do what I need to do for myself, and including him, because he want me to run around for him and do what I need to do for him, too. And on top of that, I got to figure out how I'm going to put some money on your account when I got
to
pay these bills.
Tell such and such to send me that money. That
yeah,
you,
like, who doing all that?
That nigga playing you.
Not I. Guess what, motherfucker?
But
I love you.
But the woman that the woman that you was out here disrespecting, she out there doing everything you asking her to do because she love you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't give a damn how much I love somebody. That's just not gonna happen. I'm sorry. I refuse. I'll send you money. I do what I need to do, but I'm not. I can't. When you call, I damn sure will talk to you.
Now,
but I'm not gonna put my life on hold for you. I refuse to.
Now listen. Don't get me wrong, cause I like I said, I was blocked up. You know what I mean? And people shitting on me and. I did do good before I left the streets. But you know what I did different this bit, my last bid, than I did for my first bid? Both bids, like, I went to the lockup a lot for fighting, but the last bid, like, I got my GED. I got certificates for stuff that I thought that was going to help me when I got to the streets so that I wouldn't have to come back to jail. And guess what? I ain't been back to jail in 5 years.
Got a whole job and everything.
I got a job.
And you're looking,
you know what I mean? About to be the supervisor. About to get married.
I'm just trying to have a family.
We about to move into a bigger place.
Trying, like, to start businesses. You can do this, people. You can do this. You're able.
I'm about to start two clothing lines at the same time. And I talk to a lot of gang members that I know, and I always give them positive shit to think about.
because they need that.
Because I know how it is in jail. Like, I'm giving them real talk, like, real goon talk. Like, I ain't gonna hold shit back from them, nothing. Like, I'm gonna give you some real goon talk, because I'm not gonna give you that Joe Clark speech of sell you a dream and all that. Like, shit gonna be hard, like, when you trying to come home and find a job and everything. Shit hard, trying to get shit back on track.
And how long did it take you to get it all together?
I still ain't got it all together yet.
But I'm just saying, but it's, the job. It's, how long did it take you to find a balanced job, okay?
I got that job last year. And they love me. They love my work ethics. They love how I work. They've been asking me to switch my position to a higher position. But I didn't want to move from where I was at, because I'm like, I'm good where I'm at. I can hold this down right here, and I ain't got to worry about nobody else coming and messing with me. And I got so good at it, I started straightening other areas at the job, and now they recognize that I'm being recognized. Before, like, I was just on the streets hustling. Like, I had a job, but I wasn't really too beat. Like, I wasn't putting no real effort in it, working like I am now. Don't get me wrong, I got my little side hustles, but nothing that's gonna send me back to jail.
Exactly.
Ain't no pussy in jail. It's only mussy.
Exactly.
Man pussy.
Exactly.
If you a straight nigga and you like pussy, you gonna motherfucking do everything you can to stay the fuck home. Don't put yourself in a situation where you gonna have to choose whether you gonna tell or go to jail.
Right.
Women, don't put yourself in that position where you gotta choose. Be with a nigga that's doing stupid shit and ain't even respecting you, or losing your kids. It's about respect.
Or your sanity, because niggas will drive you to the edge sometimes. But, or your sanity, because if you gotta step up out of your box for a second, then that's a problem. You shouldn't have to do that with your partner. You should be able to calmly talk to your partner, compromise somewhere in between, work the shit out. Y'all gonna be together, y'all gonna be together, make it work. Love is all around. But if it's not gonna work, then what's the point? I'm not walking on eggshells in my own house. I shouldn't have to. I want to be comfortable. I want to live happy. I don't want to be disgusted by the person I'm laying next to, or want to wake up and just wonder how I'm gonna kill you today, how I'm gonna get this insurance money, how we gonna get this.
Yeah, because listen, I was in a toxic relationship where I woke up every morning thinking, like, damn, I want to knock this bitch out. Like, and she ain't say nothing or do nothing. It's just because she opened her eyes. Like, that's some crazy shit. Like, I don't want to be in a relationship like that. I don't want to be in a relationship where I'm arguing with a person that I love all the time, and now I'm belittling you and you belittling me. Like, that's why I said you can't believe what a person says out of anger to try to belittle you, when you should know and respect yourself to know that you're better than that. Because if you was all those things that person was calling you, why did they even talk to you in the first place? It's always going to be hurtful to hear, but you got to learn, like, y'all in the heat of the moment, y'all talking shit, like.
Exactly.
Ladies, y'all say shit too to a nigga, and that hurt a nigga feelings, but a nigga gonna try his best not to show you that you hurt his feelings.
Listen.
He just gonna try to say some more hurtful shit to you.
That's why it's all in the power of the tongue. We have to be careful about how we talk to our partners when we're upset, because we don't wanna end up saying something that we will regret later on. You cannot take that back once you've said it. And even if the person is still with you, they still gonna be thinking about it, like, damn, like, that's what you really think about me, that's how you really feel about me, like, that's gonna really mess with your head. You don't wanna be in that situation. That's why we have to think. We have to think first before we respond.
Like, I know how I feel. Like, I go ape shit crazy, nigga call my wife a bitch. What the fuck I'm gonna call her a bitch for? I don't give a fuck we mad or not. I know the curve of my tongue. I respect her the same way she respect me. Little dick, my, like, whoa, ain't nothing over here. Little, now you got a that whole.
But guess what? But guess what? That's belittling you for that moment, because after that, what you gonna turn around and do? Still fuck the nigga.
Yeah, and that's how most arguments end up. They right back to fucking. But the whole thing about it is if y'all respected each other, at the same time respecting yourselves, then the argument would never happen. Y'all gonna have disagreements, but an argument won't happen.
If you go about it the right way. If you go about it the right way and willing to put your pride aside, and you're able to be, but that's another thing. You gotta have a partner who you're able to be vulnerable with. Cause some females look at certain shit and be like, this punk ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do shit like that. You can't do stuff like that. You cannot do stuff like that. You gotta accept that person for who they are. If you wanna be with a person, you gotta know the ins and outs of it, okay? Their emotions. You gotta figure them out. You gotta see where their head space is at with certain things. They go through shit too, just like you. The same way they asking, are you okay? They might not be okay, and you ain't even asking, are they okay? Because you think just because they a man, oh yeah, they okay. No, they not. Certain things that you do that they feel like they can't talk to you about, and that's not cool. We gotta let a man be vulnerable the same way we are vulnerable. We are women, so we're damn sure vulnerable. So I expect the man to be vulnerable too.
Listen, ladies, if you talking to a guy and he don't text you in the morning or whenever he throughout the day, like, you know, good morning, beautiful, how'd you sleep? How's your day going? How you feeling? You got something for lunch? What you doing today? He don't text you none of this throughout the day. Guess what? You, to him, you're not really worth it. No matter how busy I am, I could be doing 100 things in a day, and I still text her. Hey, beautiful, what you doing? Hey, gorgeous, what you doing? I miss you. I ain't being soft. I'm at this, like I told, I tell my everybody same thing. In order for my heart to been fixed, I had to fix her heart. In order for her heart to fix, she had to fix my heart. We couldn't work on our own heart because you can't see your own heart. Your partner has to work on your heart. If you really matter to them and they respect you and love you, they're going to work on your heart. You said, true. If you tell a man that so you've right. been disrespected so right. in every relationship that you've been through, you've been disrespected and this is how other niggas treated you and you tired of dealing with clowns, you gotta show her y'all not at the circus no more. The same way she gotta show you, you ain't at the circus no more. You ain't dealing with them clown bitches no more. She ain't dealing with them clown niggas no more. I learned a lot of shit how to treat a woman from TV. I ain't had no father figure to teach me this shit. Shit that I thought was corny, guess what? She likes it. I could be silly around her.
I'm a fucking, I'm corny too.
And I'm a fucking goon. Bust your ass, beat you the fuck up, stab you the fuck up, bat you down, run you over.
Because I'm corny
car,
too. You know
shit,
how
man.
I'm corny? I'm about to prove it. You know how I'm corny?
Huh.
What did I do on the last one? Ficky, ficky, ficky.
Oh, yeah.
That's not corny. That's the hottest beat out there, y'all. Come on now. Y'all got to give me that.
She left the white ficky, out of her. Ficky. She's black, but she got the white.
Come on, we're not going through this again. We said that last time. Stop talking about me, yo.
It's okay. It's okay.
Oh, gosh, you are so disrespectful. We was having a nice conversation until you did that. You're just mad because I can do it better than you.
I'm a funny asshole.
Just disrespectful.
I tell people the truth in a funny way. So you can laugh at yourself. That's
so
all
I'm supposed
is.
To laugh at myself?
Yes.
I'm supposed to laugh at myself. I always laugh at myself. Ain't nothing wrong with laughing at yourself. It's a beautiful thing to laugh, people. This is what we need in the world right now. We need to laugh. Okay.
Listen, this, ladies, I'm about to teach y'all something, right? How you can build up your self-esteem. every day, right?
Number one.
Number one. After you look number in the mirror, tell yourself you beautiful and all that, right? Hike on yourself for about 5 minutes. Say some disrespectful, funny shit about yourself. So when somebody else says something disrespectful or funny about you, guess what? You can laugh. And you can tell them a joke that's even funnier than the shit that they said about you. So now they're looking at you like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But guess what? That's you loving yourself.
See, like a cross-eyed girl.
She cross-eyed?
Plenty of cross-eyed girls out there. But guess what, bitch? Look in the mirror, okay? If you one of those girls that like to get around, you get what I'm saying, but you got a whole man, listen, you good. You get what I'm saying? You can cheat on him at the same time because you could be eyeballing the other nigga that's over there at the other table or something like that while you with your nigga, you feel me? And he'll never catch the shit. I'm just saying. He'll never catch. Come on now. He ain't gonna never catch it. You just like that. He looking, you looking at him. Which eye's looking at me? Okay, guess what? This one works the best. Wait, this one works the best.
If you got Mrs. Fetty Wap, that's okay. You know, the Mrs. Fetty Wap syndrome, it's okay.
I'm just saying.
Like, it's okay. Like,
you said Miss Fetty Wap syndrome.
Yeah,
you know. You funny as
hell. Baby, won't you come my way?
You know. You're funny as hell.
You could be his trap queen, you know?
How are you going? Yo, oh my God.
Listen,
that was
I told him I'm a funny asshole.
That was a good one. Miss Fetty Wap syndrome. Oh my gosh, yo. You disrespectful.
Listen.
I ain't take it that far. I was trying to, you know, get a bitch hope. You get what I'm saying? She can bag some niggas with that other eye. You feel me?
Yeah, just wear some shades.
No, why would she wear shades? She trying to bag, nigga. I got my eye on
you and my nigga. Listen, this is how she
the can, fuck?
But listen, before she get the man, you feel me? Like, she got to laugh at her flaws.
Of course. She got to have a great sense of humor.
This is how she learns to build her self-esteem. If you can't laugh at your own flaws, you're always going to be a slave to them. Because if somebody else says something about you that you're insecure about, now you're in your feelings.
True indeed.
But if you can laugh about it, you ain't gonna be in your feelings. You're gonna be like, oh, that was cute, that was funny, true. That was funny. Now you're gonna have jokes back on them.
Right. Right. I had to learn that. I had to really learn that because at one point, yeah, I was like, yeah, no. But then I'm like, bitch, like, I can't keep focusing or living my life worrying about what people think about me, how they see me. Yeah, of course, when I go out the house, I always gotta look presentable. That's just that. That's always been me. I have to look presentable before I walk out the house. But I don't care about the type of shoes I wear or, bitch, I pay $200 for my pair of shoes. No, I will not pay over $200 for a damn pair of shoes. I will not pay over $150 for a damn pair of shoes, okay?
What the fuck do those shoes do?
That is not happening.
Besides, be on your feet.
That's not happening. I'm sorry. I don't care whose name is on it or who. I don't care who created those shoes.
That's another. I don't care. Listen, that's another.
Listen, all my sneakers, ladies, let me tell you, all my damn sneakers are $20. Probably no more than $60, okay? I don't have time to be spending $120 on some damn, no, matter of fact, not even $120, because you know what's so funny? He looking at me right now. So yesterday, right, let me say this.
Oh, man.
It was our anniversary, right? Made it to 5 years. It was our anniversary. Now, since we've been together, we've been going through the struggle, okay? We've been going through the struggle and doing so much good, but going through the struggle, doing what we're supposed to be doing. So I felt like we should have, you know, we should spoil ourselves. You get what I'm saying? Bought some little stuff. So I felt like I want to buy my nigga a pair of, you get what I'm saying? Nice pair of sneakers. Bought him a pair of sneakers. It was $120. I don't do that for myself, but at the end of the day, if I'm with you, and you doing what you supposed to be doing for me. You get what I'm saying? I don't ask much out of a man. I make my own money. I don't need no man to pay my bills. But at the end of the day, if I'm with you, you damn sure gonna pay something. And he's been paying. He's been doing what he's supposed to be doing. So yeah, you deserve that. Here, take that. That $120 wasn't nothing at the moment because I felt like he needed that. Ain't nobody do for him like I do for him the same way. Ain't nobody do for me like he do for me. So yeah, in that moment, I'm gonna do what I need to do for you. But as far as me personally, I do not pay that amount of money for my sneakers. Why? Because females can find the cheapest shit for the lowest price.
and look good
in it. And I was about to say, and look good in it. So all my life, I know how to coordinate. I know how to do all of that and still look good at the end of the day. I don't worry about that.
That's why I
said, as far as my dude go, he gonna look right. He gonna do what he need to do. I'm gonna do what I need to do. But if I want to see him in certain shit, I'm damn sure gonna buy it. That's just that. Because I want to see you in certain shit that I want to see you in. The same way he want to see me in certain shit, so he'll buy it. So, yeah, that's just what it is. But I'm not going to, I'm sorry. I don't care how much I love you. I don't care how much I love you. I am not spending over $200. Over $200. That's not happening. Not happening at all.
Most people, they want to go out there and buy them sneakers and shit that cost that much. And guess what? Later on, they behind on the rent. The cable about to get shut off. The lights about behind, and some type of bill overdue because they done bought the new latest shit.
Well, anyway, we just have to do better with our money. We have to do better with our time.
It's a sign of insecurity because you want everybody to see that you got money, and they won't focus on your insecurities.
I ain't shining for nobody.
They won't focus on your insecurities because they see that you got all this.
Yes. But, yeah.
Just respect yourself, ladies.
Yes, just respect yourself. Do better. Just please be careful what you post on social media and how we go about things as women with children. And even if you don't have children, just know you're worth, you know what I'm saying, you're worth more than what you think. Okay?
Just a light, a heart,
yes,
a
yes. Guys, get it together. Treat these ladies better. Let them know their worth, okay? Show them that they're queens. Ladies, show these kings that they're kings. Like, we just have to do a lot better, especially when it comes down to personal relationships.
And niggas, pull your fucking pants up. That shit don't
pants on the ground? Pants on the ground.
Like you advertising for a gay nigga out here. Like, pull your motherfucking pants. And you got a... Most of you niggas got your pants sagging below your ass, and you got a belt on.
Body too bootylicious for your baby.
You got a belt on. That's ridiculous and dumb as hell. That's dumb as hell. Pull your damn pants up.
They say bitches can do it too. I want to show some sexiness too, my aspect.
Then a gay man start looking at your ass and making comments, and then you mad as hell.
Well, listen, you put it out there. You put it out there. I'm just saying. Exactly. You put it out there because I know me and my gay friends are looking at you, mister. Whoever that man out there is that's sagging, just know that me and my friends are looking at your ass. So, yeah. Know that me and my gay friends are on alert. So, you need to put your pants up.
Y'all get on the bus and be sagging pants. Like, we got on the bus the other day and... Shit, I got on the bus the other day. God, grown as hell. He's sagging. He's backing up. He's got his ass in a little kid face with your pants sagging. So I'm like, bro. You got your ass in a little kid face, man. First of all, pull your fucking pants up. I don't want to see your ass. I don't like men. You feel me? Little kid, damn sure, I don't think he want to see your ass. He trying to turn his face. Niggas. Pull your fucking pants up.
Yes, pull your pants up. Let's get it together.
New shit.
Guess what? When we change, they change. So yes, let's try to make a change, people. But everyone, enjoy your night. Be safe. Do better. Be careful. Stay blessed up.
Have a blessed day. Stay safe.
Yes.
Bless God.